سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وجاء إخوة يوسف فدخلوا عليه فعرفهم وهم له منكرون. ولما جهزهم بجهازهم قال ائتوني بأخ لكم من أبيكم، ألا ترون أني أوفي الكيل وأنا خير المنزلين. فإن لم تأتوني به فلا كيل لكم عندي ولا تقربون. قالوا سنراود عنه أباه وإنا لفاعلون. وقال لفتيني اجعلوا بضاعتهم في رحالهم لعلهم يعرفونها إذا انقلبوا إلى أهلهم لعلهم يرجعون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, we are sitting in the masjid, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we make dua for somebody else, Allah appoints an angel to give us a similar dua. I make dua for all the respected ulama and pious personalities that I have in program in different masjids, at different venues. May Allah guide us to say the correct words at the correct time, and make it a means of good and hidayat spreading. We'll make one dua. Allahumma ahdina wahdi bina waj'alna sababan liman ihtada. Ya Allah, guide us all on sirat al-mustaqim, and make us a means of others also coming on the right path on sirat al-mustaqim. And Allah must grant us all respect for that on iman. And Allah must protect us from the punishment of the grave, punishment of the day of Qiyamah, and grant us Jannah for those without any reckoning. Now we are doing Surah Yusuf for a few weeks now. We reached Para 13, and today we recited verses from 58 to 62, Para 13 of Surah Yusuf. We know that Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam interpreted the dream that there will be 7 years of good crop and then there will be drought. Now the drought came, and it so happened it affected the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam and the father Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam. And when the food situation came such that there was nothing left, they came to know that in Egypt there is a generous king that is distributing grains. So Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, he sent his sons to go and collect some food. The verses 58 and 62 of Para 13, let's do the English translation first. And came the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam and appeared before him. He recognized them while they were not to recognize him. And when he equipped them with their provisions, he said, bring to me your stepbrother from your father's side. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam had a brother, Binyamin alayhi salam. They were from a different mother. The father was Yaqub alayhi salam, but the other brothers were from another mother. So Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, he recognized his 10 brothers and he wanted them to bring Binyamin next time when they come. So he said, bring to me your stepbrother from your father's side. Do you not see that I give full measure and I am the best of hosts? Still, if you do not bring him to me, then you deserve no measure from me, nor shall you come even close to me. They said, we shall persuade his father about him and we will certainly do it. And he, Yusuf alayhi salam, said to his boys, to his assistants, put the capital in the camel packs. The money which they came to buy, the grain was, there was some jewelry, gold, or cash money. Perhaps they will recognize it when they are back in the family. Perhaps they will come back. Now the akhlaq of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam. He recognized his brothers and he did not say straight away that I am your brother. The Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah has given an explanation on different aspects of Surah Yusuf alayhi salam. But on this one occasion, she's also written here that Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, while he was in prison, 7 or 12 years, he could send a letter or a messenger to his father that I am alive and I am in prison, I'm never passed away. If he never do it in the prison, then when he came out from the prison also, that time he had an opportunity also, whatever was the method of correspondence that time, today we have telephone calls, cell phone, mobile, etc., WhatsApp, SMS, whatever. Those days they should send messengers or they should write letters, and this was the main ways of communication. So when he came out from the prison also, he never sent any message to his father and to his brothers. And when Allah Ta'ala made him in charge of the treasures of the land, of distributing the grains in times of drought, that time also he never tell his brothers what it is. So there's an answer here Mufti Shafi Sahib has written. The answer to this surprising silence which kept returning to me was that may Allah Ta'ala, infinite his wisdom, has stopped Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam from exposing himself. This was found authentically clarified in Tafsir al-Qurtubi, that Allah Ta'ala had through a wahi revelation stopped Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam from sending any news about himself to his home. So the bees of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they get divine revelation. And Allah informed Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam not to tell his father and brothers, and it happened like that. Now also when Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, he returned, the grains were not given completely free of charge. They had to pay a certain amount of money. So the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam, they came with some jewelry and some type of gold coins or whatever currency was available that time. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam told his brothers, see, I'm giving you a full measure, whatever your allowance is due to you, I'm giving it to you all. But I want you all to come back again with your brother, and I have a lot of affection towards you. I'm the best of hosts. And one of the assistants of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam told him that this cash, this jewelry, this coins which my brothers brought, take it back and secretly put it back in the luggage and put it under the grains, whatever. When they return back home and when they're taking out the grains, they'll see that the money is even given back to them. And they'll have a desire to come back. Now Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahman also mentioned an incident when Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam is supposed to be honest and trustworthy, and he's selling everything at a nominal fee at a certain price. But this, now what authority did he have that he took money from others and his brother's money, what they paid, he returned it back? So that is not just, not fair, not just. So Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahman gave an explanation that Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, he had a lot of love and respect for his father, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, and his brothers. What Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam did was that from his personal money, he took out, and whatever was the value of grains his brothers took, he returned the money, and from his personal money, he paid for his brothers and his father. So in that way, there was no like favoritism or cheating or anything. It is all written in Ma'rifatul Quran. Because time is short, I'm not going to the details. The other thing is that last week when we read one ayat, because I was just looking at the time was going. We, Allah subhanahu wa does not make the effort of any person go to waste. Whatever we do, Allah will reward us. نُصِيبُ بِرَحْمَتِنَا مَنْ نَشَاءُ وَلَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ وَلَأَجْرُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Verse number 56-57. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the sacrifice that Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam made. That's 7 to 12 years in prison, then the king's palace, and the long incident what we have did. Now the first reen of the Quran mentioned, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصٍ إِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. The incident of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam is mentioned in detail for us to take lesson, for us to take a lesson. And one is, a sincere person, he won his reward from Allah Ta'ala. And we all remember that death can come anytime. And as a Muslim, our iman on Jannat and Jahannam need to be very strong. So we know that if I happen to pass away in the prison, I happen to pass away in this difficulty, and this Salamun alaykum bima sabartum fanima baddar. The doorkeepers of Jannah will welcome those people who went through difficulty in this world, that Jannah is waiting for you. So here Allah Ta'ala says, Wal ajrul akhiratu khairul lazina amanu wa kanu yattaqoon. The reward in the akhirat for the believers and those that possess taqwa is very great. So even when we are put into some difficulty, we must not end up doing something haram. Make sabr, Allah knows best. And dunya is darul asbab. We adopt the means and then we make the effort. So Allah give us tawfiq of being steadfast on the correct teachings of the Quran and Sunnah. And we may say, Ya Allah, I'm not a Nabi, I'm not a Sahabi, I'm not pious. We are plus minus 1,447 years away from the golden era of Rasulullah SAW. Ya Allah, not put us through any test. We make the dua, Allahumma nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah wal-mu'afata al-da'ima fi al-dini wal-dunya wal-akhirah wal-fawza bil-jannati wal-najata min al-naq. I got this 40 hadith compilation by Mufti Abdul Hussein Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali of various ulama. Allah give me tawfiq of practicing first and then to others. Recite a hadith of Rasulullah SAW. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, falyakun khayran aw liyasmut. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, whoever have firm belief in Allah and the last day, the day of Qiyamah, should either speak what is good or remain silent. Another place of the Quran, وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُعَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. Allah gave us this tongue, we speak a good word or remain silent. He makes salam with somebody with a smiling face, he replies, you made a Muslim heart happy. And you gave some Islamic advices. Allah has kept our success in obeying His commandments and following the beautiful sunnah teaching of Rasulullah Sallam. The statement, make Allah happy, that person came towards Salah, towards the Masjid. But sometimes, especially when you're having a difference of opinion on certain issue, or you had a debate on somebody, something, then we attack the people's private lives. And sometimes today with a WhatsApp and cell phone and SMS, we'll write one article and send him to the drains, go on a character assassination. Allah Ta'ala knows best, we cannot judge. But at the same time, we cannot confuse the issue. The ulama ikram have to do amal bil ma'ruf and nahi an munkar, call the people towards goods and stop them from evil. If somebody speaks against the Sahaba, obviously the ulama have to defend the honor of the Sahaba. The last Nabi is Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if somebody says, Aliyazu billah, there's another prophet after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like the Qadianis, we'll always tell is wrong, they are speaking lies. And the incorrect beliefs of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, that Jesus died on a cross, and all Jesus is God, or Son of God. We know Surah Ikhlas, قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. That Allah Ta'ala is independent. Allah was not born from anybody. Allah does not give birth. Allah is one. So the incorrect aqidah regarding Nabi Isa alayhi salam, people, the ulama explained that is good. And according to the Islamic months, the virtues and benefit of the month, our respected ulama ikram, especially those in the darulums, they have their websites and they share some articles, example, the month of Ramzan, the first 10 days of Zilhijjah, the fast of Muharram, and some Islamic history event that took place in certain Islamic months, etc. They share some good articles to educate the people, but sometimes we spread some rumors about somebody that Allah Ta'ala does not like. And to control our tongue, we control our mixing with people. Friends and family get together. Sometimes when we are busy in the amal, in the masjid, no time to talk. But eating time, sometimes we start talking. One person will start something controversial, and the other person will say something. Then half an hour, 1 hour, we'll be talking about things that is the control of Allah, is not in our control. We cannot solve anybody's problem, only Allah can solve people's problem. Say, I don't know nothing, rather remain innocent, say, I don't know. I'll read another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَنْ بَطَّأَ بِهِ عَمَلُهُ لَمْ يُسْرَعَ بِهِ نَسَبُهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَنْ بَطَّعَ بِهِ عَمَلُهُ لَمْ يُسْرَعَ بِهِ نَسَبُهُ. Whoever's action set him back, then his ancestry, family lineage will not hasten him forward. If somebody, parents, grandparents, were ulama, hufa, sulaha, pious personalities, and they made an effort for the children, grandchildren, brothers, sisters, etc., to obey the commands of Allah, follow the teaching of Rasulullah, teach them Quran, Hadith, send them to the Afnul Maktab Madrasa, used to bring them to the masjid, whatever. But sometimes people grow up either the wrong company or Allah knows best the reason. They stop reading Salatul Jama'ah, they read Namaz, but they're reading it at home, not coming to the masjid. How much Quran you're supposed to recite, you're reading so many Quran, so much Quran. And Aliyazu Billah, sometimes they end up doing something that is haram, not permissible for Muslims to do. Example, listening to music, going to venues of vice and sin, etc. And the people say, this man, his father was a Maulana. What a pious personality and what he's doing. Now even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was from the Quraysh tribe. Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, they never get hidayat. Abu Talib, his uncle, never get hidayat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them da'wah. Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, his son never listened to him. Ibn Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, his father never listened to him. Nabi Nuh and Lut alayhi salam, their wives were disobedient. So Allah Ta'ala says, your family lineage cannot give you Jannah if you yourself don't practice. If you want Jannah, paradise, we have to make an effort. All of us are going to sleep in our own grave. No Mawlana, no Imam of the Masjid is going to come to us. And no family lineage written on a piece of paper, somebody put it in the grave, that also not going to work. We all have to do good actions while we are living, and through the mercy of Allah, we'll get Jannah for those. Subhanallah, Jamdihi, Subhanakallah, Mabiyamdika, Ashadu wa la ilaha astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayka.